And don't forget over Easter, boys. No beef, lamb,
that's
chicken.
Only Friday.
Oh, yeah. And remember, rice killed Christ. So no rice either.
What?
Who said that?
What are you talking about,
rice,
man?
Rice killed Christ.
So what's all that?
We have fish and bread, didn't it?
That's misinformation.
So why is it fish and bread then?
Brother, Judas killed Christ.
Because it's bread, didn't it? Bread and fish, that's what he shared out.
So rice killed Christ is a fake thing?
Yes, bro.
Is that your mom told you?
No.
Rice killed
Christ. I went to a ghetto church.
Stuff
alone. You went to a ghetto church.
I went to a ghetto church. Sometimes the pastor weren't there.
Boys, we're back again. Filthy. We don't usually do this, bro. We're doing different things nowadays.
Have to.
It's the international break.
People are stealing. Allegedly. Again.
More.
Allegedly.
Teeth.
But we got the brother.
That teethed.
Ahmed reacts in the building right now. He's being accused of some crimes and... this is filthy court. We're going to decide if you've done it or not.
Gosh.
Okay. It's as simple as that.
What are we? We're the
magistrates.
Magistrates is
me. We're not a jury.
Nah, it's not a mad thing, though. It's not a mad thing, though. It ain't a mad thing.
Nah,
like
this
that.
Is the kind of...
But then there has to be one judge then. That's what I'm saying. We're the magistrates. I tried to make us all equal.
Nah, man. We're the Old Bailey, bro.
Yeah. We're Old Bailey.
Magistrates
then.
Just hand out fans, bro. We're good. You can
bust. You saying he's birdie?
Enough about a gun job for
custodial thing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just about to
old,
say that.
Old Bailey.
Anyway, Ahmed reacts.
Sogala kale walalo.
Huh?
My neighbours all ate them.
Okay. Love it to me, guys, man.
What are you saying, my brother?
He said, come, brother.
No way.
Yeah.
What's that mean, man?
Brother, I'm getting wrongfully accused, man. And it's killing me, I can't lie. So it's up to you guys to judge what happened.
You have been accused of stealing how much?
11 grand.
11 grand from a woman in...
Orange County, LA.
Orange County, LA.
In person, by the way.
In person. She said you sold her...
She sold a Hermes bag, apparently, to me online.
Uh-huh.
And I met her in person.
Uh-huh.
Dapped up her daughter. Said, oh, I don't have cash. Let's do crypto.
Uh-huh.
Done the exchange. And I went back to London, and the crypto was fake.
Wait, so that would be that's a fraud by misrepresentation charge, I believe. Then.
But first
defamation.
First things first.
I'm
we
a
need
specialist in
we
this.
Need to ask if he did do it. How did he get a visa into America when Somalia is on the ban list?
I've never been Somalia, number one. I'm making it myself worse for myself.
Wait a second.
I'm trying to help you. You're there making it worse. Like
I've never been American in my life, let alone in Ramadan, bro. Let alone on the 27th night. If you're not Muslim. Maybe you might not know, innit? But last 10 days of Ramadan is very important.
Why are you, though? Why did she say you stole?
I don't know, bro.
Do you know her at all?
No, I don't know her at all. So basically, I got a DM from 3 people back to back saying, yo, Ahmed, someone just DM'd me. Look at this. I was like, what the hell? First time I watched it, it was like 26th night, coming to 27th night, Ramadan. I was like, oh, it's AI. Just ignore it, bro. It's weird. And then I looked again. And then there's a whole video. She said, this guy scammed me for 11K. Here's his face. She's got 93K followers on Instagram. I'm on her highlights.
Oh.
If you go to her Instagram right now, if you show them, I'm on her highlights and it says scammer. And you just see a picture
what's
of her, me.
What's
she's,
her?
Aye, she's Leng, she's Leng.
Right now.
She's mad Leng. Aye, listen, I believe her.
What does she look like though?
She's Asian.
Skits Asian.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not Rob Asian, Skits Asian.
What is it? What's that?
At Nancy, N-A-N-C. YYYV.
I got scammed $11,000 yesterday from this guy who faked a profile on Facebook. Now probably walking around Orange County scamming other people. Send this around so this does not happen to you.
Where did you you say you bucked her in Orange County?
No, I didn't buck her in Orange County.
41G.
Hey, look, you might as well get scared.
She's Samsung. Kuchilai.
Wait, hold on.
That's perfect.
How old is she?
I have no clue. Maybe over 30. I'm guessing, but she don't look over 30.
I'll be real, I believe her still.
Huh?
He is driving a grey BMW with a fake-ass gold AP. Where's that AP?
You know why that's mad? Because that picture of you is clearly in England. That is not in America.
Bro, look that picture is a picture of me. I took months ago on Insta. It's on my main page.
It's because you're wearing Nipsey Blue, bro. You look like you're from them ends.
By the way, she proceeded to do 5 more videos. I'll tell you that now. She done 5 more videos. I tried to call her. I tried to FaceTime her. I tried to send her voice notes. And then the one time she picked up, one Asian brother was looking at the camera, smiling, yeah? Smiling like this. I said, where's this Nancy girl? Where's this Nancy girl? And then he goes, it was you! You were there yesterday. You stole the money. I hanged up.
Wait. So why did you hang up though?
Because I'm thinking she's trolling. Clearly she's trolling.
Yeah, did you record?
Because if someone actually used my face, if someone actually used my face, yeah, and the guy's coming to you saying to you, it's not me, someone might have used my face.
Bare pictures of you, bro.
Bare, bro.
Man said body finished.
No, in the beginning when she was when someone sent me that, I blocked it thinking it's an AI. It's like an AI thing. I was like, let me just ignore this. Randy,
I don't like this case. I don't like this case.
Hold on, 2 seconds, bro. We gotta discuss. We gotta discuss amongst each other.
Can you just remain quiet for a minute?
So, Dan says he doesn't like this case. I don't like it either, man. This is something. There's no smoke without fire. Yeah, what's going on? Like, what's. Why? She's all right, you know.
Yeah.
I know if you see what's going on. So if you bust case, this could end well for you. I'll be real.
For someone in one life to have all these problems, man, you're innocent for me, brother. But. Let me see, I see you had the platinum.
Hey, TikTok shot.
It's sweating.
TikTok shot. I went to the spa with it, innit? It's TikTok shot. £7.50.
Wait. You see this screenshot here, yeah, where allegedly you say, can you take crypto? Also, could we meet in a police station or bank? She says, yes, bank, please. Cash better. It's full set. You say, okay, I'm from London and unfortunately can't get that much cash as I'm on holiday. That's not you.
No, it's not me. And you know what's crazy? I know a guy called Khalid who's the cameraman for Duke Dennis. Yeah. So he FaceTimed me. He said, this is an American number. Let me check the number. He checks the number and it comes back to a name called, because in America apparently you could do that. Is a
caller ID.
Yeah, is a name called something Dan.
Wait, hold on. What's going on?
Oh my days.
What's going on?
Oh,
is this the way you're trying to escape? You're accusing the man?
Is this the judge? So the judge did this?
You have an acquaintance?
You're trying to flip it on the judge.
That's what I got told. So
man said satin Dan.
Savage Dan, isn't it? Savage Dan.
It could be Dan Young, David Way Young. It could be David J. Young. Bear Youngs.
David Dan, Way Young.
Nah, it's not me.
David Way Young.
Womanji.
Why is someone just gonna accuse you? Someone, a gal that's Chris as well, just gonna accuse you for no reason of doing this.
So wait, hold on. She's saying she met you in person.
If she said online, she could have kind of won, I can't lie, because there's no way for me to say that, she's lying or not, right? She's saying I met her in person, I dapped her up, and I was in Orange County then. So
what do you think happened here?
Bro, I don't know. I think she's a scammer. I spoke to Bouncer.
You spoke to Bouncer?
Why did you speak to Bouncer about this?
Because you got to speak to Bouncer before she speaks to Bouncer.
I had to ask him, like, can you at least make a post on this? Is she a scammer herself?
Let's do this. Simple.
Let's pull back the layers here.
Yeah, let's
Bouncer.
Yeah.
About you
innocent,
being...
Man.
But hear this. This is what I want
to
know. Yeah. So when did this happen? Is there
this
a date?
Ramadan this year. So the last
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
But do you know what actual date?
We need to know the actual date.
Yeah, because you need an alibi,
when she posted
bro.
It. When she, brother, if you see my page, I post food content every day, bro.
Because this is a magistrate's, you've got a 90% conviction rate in here, you know?
Yeah, you're cooked.
Like, I'll be honest, you're going to have to show me something. Yeah.
At the moment,
all I've got is allegations. You haven't even given me an alibi.
Yeah, there's nothing.
All you're telling me is the 26th day, 27th day.
I've never been to America in my life. You can do that.
You should have brought your passport.
She's presented us more of the evidence than you have.
I've never been
to
America in my life.
There's no proof.
Who met her?
You can't prove that you haven't been somewhere.
Yeah, I've got a brother.
Where's your brother?
Brother lives in Dubai.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Woody Allen.
This is scammer treats. Sibling in Dubai.
Mogadishu.
Has your brother
mission.
Been to America?
No. My sister has though.
Oh man.
I'm not helping myself, am I?
No, you're doing too much talking.
Yeah. I'm gonna be his defense, man. Yeah, shush.
All right.
Doing too much, man.
Shush, man. Because they're trying to trick you up. Cause they're saying, yeah, they're gonna find you guilty because you ain't told them too much, yeah. You ain't told them enough, but they're also saying you're talking too much. So you can't win here. So let's just break it down. Like these men say they want to pull back the layers. Is that what you lot said?
Mm.
They're just finding you guilty and guilty. Every time you're talking, my sister's been, my brother's
there's no context,
lives in
bro.
The Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
There's no
context. How did he afford that, bro?
Do you sell clothing or anything?
Nothing.
Have you ever sold clothing or bags or
he
anything?
He said he reviews food.
I review food.
You review food.
But I'm just a fat Somali.
I'm not going to lie. That's a good...
That's a good line.
That's a good... No, but that's a good... If that's true, yeah, that's a good character trait. If you don't sell stuff and someone's just saying... You just bump them like for no reason because people that sell things, like, what was it? A Hermes bag? What was it?
Yeah, Hermes
bag. No,
yeah,
he's the buyer.
They usually, you're the buyer.
He's the buyer.
Wait, 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 wait.
I can
wait.
Afford Hermes bags.
What you're the buyer.
Yeah,
he's the buyer.
He's
the buyer.
Big, big, big trouble, man. He's in big trouble. I don't think he beats this case.
Now she's lying.
How can he not be? I'm lying.
But it's just how has a woman across the world managed to pin this on you?
Why you?
Why you?
She said on her video, that I used a fake name. I used a fake name on a Facebook profile, and apparently my actual page liked the same ice cream video, and she linked that.
Do you like ice cream videos?
Of course, I love ice cream.
Did you like one on Facebook?
No, I don't have Facebook.
Stop talking. Did you like an ice cream video?
Stop talking.
It's too
stop
late.
Talking.
This ain't the station, no bro. Comment. You have to talk, bro.
No comment.
Listen.
No comment, man. No comment.
No comment in court.
Now you got no comment. It looks even worse.
Exactly, bro. So, I don't
know. So, you didn't, you definitely didn't meet her?
No.
Do you know where to get a Hermes bag from?
No, I didn't even know about Hermes until this video.
I never heard of Hermes before this.
This is crazy.
Nah, voila. No, this is Trico.
Oh, so what is that? Designer?
Like a Spanish streetwear brand.
We need to get her on the show somehow.
That's hype beast this though, man.
Let me work
it
on
is,
that.
It is, isn't it?
Spanish streetwear.
So after investigating her Insta, I see that one of the last posts she done about you was saying you fled to London and she's filed a police report. So you just can't go back to America.
He's never been.
Never been.
You
bro.
Can't even go. I was trying to catch him out. Hey, why did you talk, Lou? Why did you talk?
I blame my Somali people for doing the Minnesota scams, the Camden scams.
What's the Minnesota scams?
Because people now think Somalis and scammers. It's pissing me off.
What you are doing? Listen. You.
No,
you are putting your whole people, you're throwing your people underneath the bus.
Nah, I'm not throwing people, but I'm saying she might have used that as, oh, he's Somali. Must be a scammer. Let me just run out his name.
What does she gain from this?
So apparently what Bouncer said to me, she has a link where she does a course or something. And if you look at her newest 5 videos, like 5-6 comments are saying, give my money back for the course. You scam me for the course. So she might be selling a course or something to get clout. Because my video in London Eye, I've done a video to respond in London Eye.
Why the London Eye? Did you pick
just
that?
To say to these Americans, I'm not from fucking America. I live in
you
London.
Traveled. Where are you from in London?
West London Bush, bro.
So you went from Bush.
He's trying to be a camaraderie with you.
You
Bush,
went,
bro.
You
and you just ignored
you
it.
Gone Bush train station.
You think Americans know Bush train station?
But you went to the London Eye to make
that's
your
a good
video.
Point. You do have a point. You do have a point.
I had bad, mad American DM strippers DMing me saying, give the money back.
So what you're saying is she could be a scammer.
They got cheap.
You're saying you think she's a scammer.
I think she's a scammer, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it scammy. Look, yeah. It seems scammy
it, no, it
on
does,
her
it
side.
It doesn't seem... I feel like they could be in this together.
No, do you know what? I was thinking it might be like one of his cousins trying to do a reverse scam.
Do you have cousins
here.
In America?
Do you have cousins in America?
Why didn't we...
Why did we ask that?
Did you see how I got him?
It's one of your cousins, bro.
You just tried to shut the
bank. It's one of your cousins. This is where it is. I'm going to tell you
there's
what happened.
A whole
Let's
family
cut
involved.
The rubbish here.
Insurance.
And get
cut
straight
the crap.
To the point.
Insurance.
Yeah? Your cousin...
Is he
yeah.
from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Minnesota Marley Pirates.
No comment.
He said no comment after.
Bro, it's done.
Oh God. Hey, take him away, man. Take him to jail, bro. Take him to jail. Take him
throw away. The key away.
Take him to jail.
You know what he's done? He's made his cousin finesse the gyal, yeah, but using his Instagram, yeah? So then when... She accuses him now. He can say
alibi. I'm in London.
You're lying. That's my brother. He would never do anything. That girl there, you're a damn liar.
That is crazy. Hey, whatever that was is good.
Split
both,
the bread.
Both
the
their profiles man. Probably grew from it.
And don't forget over Easter, boys. No beef, lamb,
that's
chicken.
Only Friday.
Oh, yeah. And remember, rice killed Christ. So no rice either.
What? Who said that?
You talking about
rice,
man?
Killed Christ.
What's all that?
Yeah, fish and bread, didn't it?
That's misinformation.
So why is it fish and bread then?
Brother, Judas
killed
Christ.
Because it's bread, didn't it? Bread and fish, that's what he shared out.
So rice killed Christ is a fake thing.
Yes.
Bro. Is that your mom told you?
No.
Rice killed Christ.
I went to a ghetto church.
Stuff
and
love.
Went to a ghetto church.
I went to a ghetto church. Sometimes the pastor weren't there. Boys, did you not see Craig Mitch? Because obviously the Gunner Runner thing. And he explained why he thought the 50 quid
was good
to
money
run
spent.
With Gunner was...
Craig? And did he pay it?
No, Craig was doing a shoot. He was doing works there. What are you talking about?
He was just trying to say it's not that bad. Why is everyone going
mad? Yeah. So, and literally, he said that Pastor Toby pulled up in a Lamborghini Urus and made all the gallim and all that rush to his Lambo thinking he was Gunner. Yeah. Pastor Toby, you know he looks like Gunner a bit, innit? Yeah. I'm not wrong, am I wrong?
Is Pastor Toby here? I thought if he comes here, he gets nicked.
Nah, bro, he was at the Gunner run.
He was at the Gunner run, not running. Not running, bro.
I don't think anyone's upset about the £50 being spent. I think they're kind of upset at the conduct of individuals in London.
Yeah, man.
Whilst Gunner be, you know, is here. I remember about a couple of years ago, people were accusing Gunner of being a snitch and saying, I'll never hang around with Gunner. And now we've got young men feeling the need to ejaculate whilst watching him at a rave on a girl.
That wasn't even it. It's like the man didn't conduct himself when they were running next to him.
Pause. Wait, pause. You're not just going to slide over what ejaculate. I said. Like I said, let's go to the shop and get an orange juice. I said... Man them are at raves or a concert watching Gunner and ejaculating on
girls.
And you're trying to assume
God, I thought you meant they were ejaculating
not
on
not man them as well. Don't say man them. That dirty boy.
Dirty boy. Yeah. That you there who don't have no upbringing is ejaculating on a random girl.
Not on
a Gunner show.
For sure.
It's mad.
I don't condone violence, innit? At all. It's so wrong, bruv. I swear down violence. Ah. Makes me sick. But bro, let a man ejaculate on a gal, yeah, in an establishment that anyone's in, he shouldn't even be able to really make it out of there. Like that, bro. And
it's
the what I saw was just bare people backing out, phone blood.
No, he got nicked in there though.
Yeah, I know he got bagged.
You should have got punched up. You got nicked.
Right.
How it goes, man. You punch up a man that's arrested. You're there in the cell with next.
Punch him up before he's arrested.
Oh, okay.
You hear what's going on?
Street justice.
You know me, bro.
You know he managed to go to the toilet and do
and
a change.
He changed his clothes. Yeah.
And came back into the rave.
What?
He changed his clothes and came back to the same spot.
I always think, man, that rave with rucksacks is dodgy anyway. Always think that.
Are you in there with a rock?
Lumos.
What's in there?
Lumos, and the worst thing is, that's not even his worst thing that he does.
His laptop's in there, no?
Bro, his lappy's in there, but the fingerless gloves, obviously. fingerless gloves and loafers, I saw in my life.
But beyond that is that incident as well, when Mitch is talking about £50 not bad to run, I agree with him because the prize was a chain worth 10 bags. So if you get the 10 bag chain and you spent £50, that's you're up.
But you have to win it, no?
You have to win.
You have to win the whole race.
You have to win the whole race. And that's if you fancy your chances.
But you got to remember, there's a 10 bag chain. Everyone paid £50. Everyone bought that chain for the one winner. Gunner didn't make a penny.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's business.
Everyone's ripping.
Hey, business is business, bro. I don't know.
They got a little Nando's out of it, so they paid for Nando's, and they got a little cheap medal out of it.
How much are run clubs anyway? Surely they're like 30 buff or something.
It's around
like
that, yeah.
Edge. Everyone's trying to charge an edge.
See, for what, a month?
Then it's a session.
A run, bro.
Bro, you weren't here last week when I mentioned my brethren was running in a park, in our local park in the Ends. A run club must have come and joined the track and tried to tell him, you got to pay 50 to run with us. He's like, are you stupid, bruv? I was here before you, lot, and this is man's local. That's
50 buff. So that's the only reason
I want that coverage.
And it's a public track, you know.
I'm dying for it, bro.
It's not even
I dare you.
Because you hate violence as well.
No, yeah, I hate violence. But... hate it, bro. Sometimes it's the answer.
There was that woman that went down a little video saying, yeah, she see her baby father doing up £50 run clubs with Gunner and he's late on the child maintenance and he didn't run on sports day for his youth.
Oh so my days. He's got all his priorities.
I'll tell you why that's extra mad. You see, anyone that went on that Run Club thing, full gear, full leggings, gear. The thing with the sleeve, yeah. Rare tip, bro.
I just bought some new running trainers as well, like bro. Yesterday. They're not here yet.
That, I don't mind if you went on that Run Club then, but if you've never run a day in your life, and it's not your time. Story, and then the first time you run is with Gunner.
I've got this, I don't like being a Grinch innit, so I don't say it online and in public, but I hate Run Clubs, bro. I hate even what like they are.
What they stand for.
Like, just running it. Run Club just running it. Like,
rapper Run Clubs.
Everyone's beating, bro.
Or do you know, the only one I kind of rate is Made, the one, of the, you know, like the early door ones, but then everyone now got a Run Club.
No, but are you listening? You're not hearing, I'm not going to say it brazenly like that, but bro, y'all like go Run Clubs.
Live dating up.
They're healthy.
Yeah.
And you see, if you're on the Run Club with them, yo.
And it's endorphins,
bro,
as well.
You might just jog back to the yard right now.
What endorphins?
Yo, but I got two juices.
But bare people
fridge.
Do that in the gym. You know, like there's bare gym dates
yeah,
in ours.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like, I can't imagine it. I don't know. I can't imagine this stuff.
How
gym
do you draw a gal out of breath? That is some real life pimps, bro. So, you saying what? You work in the charge, yeah? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you breathe, bro? I just know if I was single, like that's not somewhere I'm finding gal.
It might be the best place though.
If you had the lungs for it, you would.
5K. I'm just in there. And I'm still knackered.
Drain it at the end of it.
Still knackered.
Losers runs from the park. The
last
behind the
last
tree.
20 meters.
Eyes behind the tree and just go.
Well,
and just,
on,
at the end,
you're lying.
Finish strong.
Zooting his mat.
And he runs past everyone saying, strong finish, guys.
Yeah, hat backwards.
I'm not hearing that, please. I'm not hearing it.
You finish early enough for them to all, you face them all as they're finishing. Well done, well done.
Well done.
Good run. Breathe more.
Breathing.
But shout out Gunner though, man. At least London are doing productive things like running.
It's true. You could be doing worse things than running.
You could be doing a lot worse things.
We're here to moan, innit?
Let's do a filthy run club. Let's do a filthy run club.
I'm too
competitive. Let's do a filthy
We wouldn't even last the race.
That will last like 4 minutes, bro. Menace and Lippy end up racing,
these runs ain't even long. 5K's, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's 26 minutes.
26?
Average.
Okay.
Yeah. Light jog, innit?
Brother, so a man can't run for 20 seconds. You're talking about 20 minutes.
Well, it takes KG 45 minutes, so I don't know.
Oh, no, it was
KG.
Was it him?
I remember when you put things in and he was an 8 minute.
Shut up, man.
It was an 8 minute kilometer, innit? That's what you was running. That's what it was. Yeah. That's walking pace. That's speedwalk.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Kind of.
So that's 40 minutes.
That's 40 minutes for a 5K.
I literally zoned out, you know.
I was like, I'm trying to think, bro. 8 minute kilometer. I'm trying to find an excuse for it, man. That's crazy.
How? It's like a hard.
Man, you're bad,
it's
man.
A 36 minute. That's a 36 minute.
Do you know
minute,
why? Because he was grilling KG last
that's
time.
That's a bop.
That's a 36 minute 5K, but I weren't running. It was on a machine. And it was incline. When he saw it, it was like, it's
8,
that.
16,
it's not a flat one. You see him, he's a hater.
So is it, you saying it's inconsistent?
You know, when it's up like that, you can't
up and down.
The same, innit?
A bit like our views. Hey, Lippy, talk to us about our up and down perspectives on this show. 1 minute we're here, next minute we're up, down, all of that. And now we have to review it. Let's take
it's
a look
true.
At that.
It's the international break. So, like you said, the up and down perspective of this show. We've had some predictions. Obviously, it's a football show. We're going to do that. Some of them have been right and some of them... Yo! So we'll start from down there. The relegation zones. We got two of them quite wrong-ish.
The cadence messed me up there, you know?
Yeah. So 20th, we said Burnley would be 20th. They're 19th. Not too far off that. But we said Sunderland would be 19th and that Leeds would be 18th. But Sunderland are currently 11th and Leeds are currently 15th.
But then how many points are Leeds off?
Yeah, Leeds aren't safe like that yet, but they're looking all right. But Sunderland...
Calm.
I've been flying this season for a promoted side. They've given the... I think we even said that we thought that they'd give the top teams
difficulties.
Problems, yeah. But they've done all right against everyone else. So, yeah, man.
It's kind of hard to tell with promoted sides that haven't been in the Premier League for so long, especially with Sunderland's story. They went down to League One as well. So where they had that type of backstory, I was just thinking, nah, there's no way they can have the minerals. But they got some decent players.
And they got Xhaka in their midfield. He's played a pinnacle part of their season.
One person that we kind of take the mick out of, I've got to say, sorry, am I bad too? Steve-O said Leeds will finish 14th, you know? They're 15th.
Secretly, Steve-O gets a lot of things right, but we can't let him know that.
I feel the same, though.
What? About what?
I feel the same.
That Steve-O gets a lot of things right?
No. Like you do. Me and Steve-O get a lot of things.
Nah, you do you know what it is? You don't just say bare things.
Yeah.
So then sometimes...
Oh, what's your favourite saying? A broken clock.
Look at my favourite saying. That's my most recent saying.
It's right twice a day.
It goes the long way to say
nah,
it. Yeah.
I think you're number one for getting stats wrong and a lot of
stats
things wrong.
Stats are not football facts, though.
Huh? That's exactly what they are.
That's exactly what they are. That's
and you can't. You sat there and did that like that.
Like it was
you
spoke right.
Like you were.
Stats
Socrates.
Ain't football facts, as in terms of like games won and all that. You don't gonna go with, oh, Bruno scored, got 100 assists and da 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 and 100 da da. All of that. Those stats are not what I mean. I don't. I get those wrong.
Hold on.
I get those wrong. I agree.
This is what we do with Steve-O.
Got you.
We give him his flowers too quick because he said Brentford would finish 19th.
Oh,
with the loss of Thomas Frank and Buemo, Wissar,
Norgard,
all of that.
Really?
They are 7th.
Oh wow,
3 points off 5th.
Yeah, I'm not with Steve-O no more.
Spurs, we said they would finish 8th. How wrong were we?
They might not even finish in this league.
And that's what we're
hoping
for.
No, they always will finish in this league, bro. But
you know what I'm saying? You know what it is? I know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to claw yourself back from a negative position. Just stay there.
No, he's hiding behind the back. He's hiding.
Loons will want to be right so badly, he will just make the journey up. So he's the type of man, if I said to him, yo, how do we get to Central London? He would just go, turn left there. He don't have a clue. But he's so gassed on being right, he just has to be. And it could take you an hour to get to Central London. And you go, I told you, these times you have to use Waze in the end because I just took you everywhere but West End.
Listen, I got a good sense of direction.
I don't know, man.
You understand?
Bare dead ends. Bare dead ends.
Bro, you gotta go through dead ends to know not to go down there again.
Ah. Do you think with Spurs, we weren't being harsh with where they'd end up because they got Frank and the summer signings? We did think they wouldn't be this bad.
Listen, KG said we were being harsh when we said they'd finish 8th. He said that's too low and they'll finish higher.
Did he mean that they'll be in Amsterdam?
No, you see, KG, KG says some wrong stuff sometimes.
He says a lot of wrong
and
stuff.
And he says it like in a strong way.
All the people we've named, by the way, Steve-O, Loons, KG. Every time they speak as though it is guaranteed fact.
Like it's gospel.
Haven't you got a name? You said everyone with names.
No, he said all those names.
Bro, are you still trying to dribble out from that place?
You gotta just put the shovel down.
You passed it.
Maybe you're the scammer.
Why, if I had a Hermes bag, trust me, check my Facebook marketplace, it'll be there.
Spurs, do you know what? I think the Spurs situation is a bit, it's crazy. We just genuinely believe that last season was a hiccup. And I think most people would have thought last season was a hiccup, to be fair. And when they won the European title, we just thought that they would build a side moving forward that would be able to challenge for something else other than... But obviously, Thomas Frank was just... He was in one relationship too long. You know when a man's with one gal for so long, when they leave that gal, now every relationship they just refer to back to that girl, it's a new world, my guy.
Yeah.
It's a new world. You wasn't adapting. You wasn't ready.
I also believe Tottenham thought everything you just said. You know what I'm saying? They just won the thing. And their targets. So remember, before Arsenal, you lot nicked Eze. Eze's being positive. The feedback's, everything's positive. So they believe these people are forward into their club. It's going to be maybe a stronger situation than it actually is. And now they're learning it probably ain't even Ange's fault. It probably weren't even Ange. This is a deep-rooted...
They've got the players, man.
They ain't got the players.
They have, but their players ain't firing. Look, Richarlison is a good player, right? And he's a Brazilian international. Kulusevski,
Baller.
Haven't played.
Yeah, but I know. But I'm saying things have happened, but they've still got a good team. Yes, they didn't get Eze. Instead, they got Xavi Simmons, and they were convinced that they got the better deal. So like their team is still good. Van de Ven and Romero. They think they are better than they are, but so do we.
No, I don't.
We think they're better. No one thinks they're 17th, man.
Yeah, it's true.
They were going after a particular type of player. I can't remember who it was, but then they went and got Conor Gallagher, which was nothing like the player they wanted previously.
Curtis Jones.
They wanted Curtis Jones. And then they don't get Curtis Jones, who's what, a creative midfielder, very good technically. He's going to get you a goal. He's going to create an opportunity. Mm. He's not necessarily the individual that's like the box to box, or I'm sure he can play it, but I think you want Curtis Jones, final third, making things happen. Whereas Conor Gallagher's an engine. He's going to take the ball from... Do you know where I'm coming from? So you can't want Curtis Jones and say, we're not getting him, so we sign Conor Gallagher. It's two different type of players to me. Even wanting Eze and saying, oh, we're not getting Eze, we'll go for Xavi Simmons. It's like, you've got one player that's played his whole career in the Premier League, knows it back to front. It's going to give you a different type of performance to a guy that needs to warm up.
And I personally think Conor Gallagher is one of the last of that type of player that they're going to have, that would produce... In England, like usually, that's a 15-year-old kind of 15.
He's in the Jordan Henderson mold.
Like Scott Parker.
Yeah, Scott Parker, Jordan Henderson,
Sidwell.
Yeah, right, there's better levels of them, but they're all the same type of midfielder.
Do you know what the gaffer said to him about the side? Oh, he's got an engine. He runs all day.
Yeah, he runs all day.
But so does Valverde, bro.
That's the difference now. The luxury players aren't just luxury now. They're athletes now as well. So
what people were saying with the signings and all that, it's like, you know, Football Manager, have you ever been promoted to the Prem?
I've never played Football Manager.
If you've ever been promoted to the Prem and then you just try and buy anyone of brand name. So if Pele said no, I'm going to go and get Bojan Krčić. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got high dribbling. That's what they've done. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's a midfielder. We didn't get him. I'm going to get another centre midfielder. Even though they're two different type profiles of midfielders. Like, you got to get a profile. You got to stick to your profile. They're not doing it. They buy bare similar players. Like, so many similar players. Just say, for example, everyone's fit. Madison, Xavi Simmons, Kulis. Where's everyone?
All
playing?
Three of those are different, though.
And no, but they're all tens.
They all occupy the same space on the pitch,
all tens, though.
They all can't play.
Spurs are cooked.
No, Kulusevski. I like Kulusevski off
on the wing. Yeah, but that's Kudus's place.
Yeah, But Kudus, I prefer Kudus in the 10.
What? Play some FM, man.
I prefer Kudus in the 10. He played in the 10 when he was at West Ham as well, no?
Nah, man.
He was in the 10.
I've seen Kudus play everywhere.
Not sometimes, not right, man.
No, it was Bowen on the right when he was there, no?
Is this one of those ones where, like, the media says Tottenham are too good to go down, so we say Tottenham are too good to go down, and then Tottenham believe they're too good to go down, and on paper they look too good to go down,
but
the game's not played on paper.
Yeah, the world's moved on, man.
Can I be real like that? If when you look at that paper for real now, remember that paper in primary school, the see-through paper,
tracing paper.
You put the thing, and you in assembly, and you put it on the projector.
Yes,
that's the paper. It's the plastic paper. See, when you're just looking at the paper here, it's cold. You see, when they put it on the thing and you're seeing the reflection, it's meaty.
Gen Z won't
even know
what that
is,
you know.
What I'm talking about.
They ain't seen the projector.
They don't do that.
So it's
the
thing where when you're looking at the paper now, we've already decided Christian Romero, Van de Ven, overrated. Yeah? Archie Gray, good player. But to be amongst players that caliber is not going to help much. Same as Xavi Simmons. Same as the Matthias Tellew. Richarlison,
I'll take
good
Xavi Simmons out of there.
I think Xavi Simmons is overrated.
He's definitely overrated.
I think in that team, overrated. He might be the most overrated.
I spoke to Craig Mitch.
He's one of the most overrated.
Properly, and I said to him, brother, that's not the guy.
Yeah, but you know, like, two things can be true, though.
I've never rated him, bro.
You know, like, for example, this team can be overrated, but they can still be underachieving. I believe they are underachieving.
Absolutely.
And I think that team that we're seeing, they don't deserve to be fighting relegation. I'm sorry. The reasons why I believe they are fighting relegation, though, is because now more than ever in the Premier League, preparation is extremely important. I watched Tottenham play Nottingham Forest, and if I had never watched football before, put your hand down, you're not in school, geezer. If I was Tottenham, Nottingham Forest, I would have thought, it was 3-0, and Tottenham were playing at home. You would have thought the spaces between them would have been like 7-8 spaces.
Leagues.
But it's not, it's literally one space. So I just think the way Tottenham prepared for this season, they got rid of Son, they didn't bring in an adequate replacement that could deal with that. They got rid of Daniel Levy. Now you got some next guy in charge, and then they went and signed a load of players and gave him to Thomas Frank, who's used to wearing using like a consistent side of Premier League players or strong role. But I remember Thomas Frank's side that beat Arsenal in 2021. It's a strong physical side, and you're giving these guys Xavi Simmons and injured. Like, I just, it doesn't make sense.
That
they
can
poorly
go
prepared.
Down. That's what I'm saying. If you can feel,
but they're good players though.
They are, but at the same time, being a good player is not enough, bro. Because even the promoted sides, yeah, they've been promoted. They've battled, bro. They've come to the season now knowing what they're gonna do. Xavi, Tottenham do not have one player that came to be in a relegation scrap.
Manchester United, I watched them last season. They were more or less flirting with relegation at times as well. They were never looking like they were gonna do top half. But I looked at that side. I looked at them players. I've watched these players before this little 2 year, and I'm saying Yoro is a good centre back. I don't care what anybody says to me. I've watched him play in France. This guy is good. I don't know what's happening now, but I know people can have little errors. So they've gone from bottom half, God knows where, to third in the league. I remember Mark sitting at the top of the table with his bald head talking about Mike Maynard should get sold. I just saw that guy for England the other day. So I just think people under the right circumstances, players under the right circumstances with the right coaching, have the capacity to do well. And I think Tottenham right now, I'm sorry, that team is not dead. They just got the wrong guidance, the wrong people. And people have said it for years. Conte, Jose, they've said it for years, the board.
You're talking on paper. When we're taking that, like, we're talking life. Bro, these men are terrible.
Dominic Solanke is not terrible. Is Dominic Solanke terrible?
Because this is a perfect example. You see on Football Manager, yeah? There's a man's stats, yeah? And there's a man's current ability, right? Yeah, yeah. The stats is odd. 18 dribbling, but his current ability could be two and a half stars.
Yeah.
He's dead, bro. When there's a guy with 12 dribbling, his current ability is like four. You understand?
He's a better signing.
Just
he's not going to get better though, but yeah.
Yeah, but the Man United's current ability before when they had my man in, Amorim, their current ability is bottom half and are we going to get Champions League? And me and you are talking about, can Man United finish above Liverpool? And you're confidently betting me and now you wish you never made that bet. Man United are third comfortably right now. When Man United have lost what? One game? Under Carrick.
But bro, look at who they went to go get though. They went and got Mbeumo, Cunha, yeah? Who arguably were two of the better, not even arguably, Mbeumo definitely the best attacking player outside of the top six last season. And Cunha was probably up there as well. They've gone and got that. Tottenham have gone and got Mwani, Xavi Simmons, to a situation that's not going well.
I think all players can work. Obviously, look, Man United, we said they'd be seventh and they are now third. We've still got the capability to end up seventh. But to be fair, yeah, I think nowadays the backroom staff, the coaches and the manager are worth so much more than what they were worth because it's all like the passing lines, like your shape, your structure, what you are in and out of position is so much more important than just a player. So you're seeing that most Prem players are all technically sound. They're all fast. They're all athletes. It's just about the passing lines and how well they are at getting back in shape. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's before all of that. Honestly, if you prepare badly, forget about it. And I think Tottenham prepared badly the same way Manchester United prepared badly. They banked on Amorim. They banked on Amorim, yes or no. Yeah. Done this terrible formation that had Man United guys thinking that these players are bad and now they're third. So if they prepared adequately, who knows what they're doing this season? Because they've literally been playing one game a week, which is what I'm saying.
It's about the management because they changed the manager, same team, not a player's change.
No, but formation change, tactics change.
No, but I'm saying it's the manager.
Preparation,
that's the tactics. Manager.
It's the same thing.
Responsibility. And also, what you got to understand is this year, this is why Spurs are so bad. Like last year, obviously, they were in the Europa and it weren't as intense, innit? They're saying the Europa League is not as intense as it used to be with Champions League teams falling down and what have you, innit? So they were playing the two times and they finished so low. Man United ain't playing the two times later on in the league with Europe and it's helping them, innit? But with Spurs, they lost Son, like he said. They lost whoever they lost. They lost Levy. They haven't replaced them. They've got more difficult games midweek when they're in the Champions League. So you've got to play your better team. You have to.
But Loons, imagine this. They lost Kane. They lost Kane and finished 17th. And then you're going to lose Son. And then I say to you, who's their best players over the past 10 years? Kane and Son. Why are you not preparing adequately?
They finished 17th with Son last season, by the way.
Who's their left winger, though?
They've only lost Son this season.
You can't, bro. It's like buying a fork to eat soup, bro. You can't, like, you've killed yourself. Like, you've turned up to it, because listen, no, but I'm talking straight soup, like, No, it's not even solids in there, just liquid. Straight. Bro, it's a thing where you got United and you got Tottenham, yeah? Two teams that massively underperformed. And
last
again,
season.
We can, yeah, last season. You can say Tottenham are still, you can say Tottenham are still underperforming, but bro, United turned up this season. Different, yeah. From the first game, G.
Not different really. Because
they were, bro.
It was. They were floating around, but remember, it still wasn't great.
No. But even under Amorim, before he got sacked, we were only 3 points.
Hoyland and them man there.
But that ain't the point with Tottenham and United. Like, the biggest difference is, bro, mentality. No one's mentioned mentality. United got a team full of like experience, Casemiro, like all these players that can
one. That is it.
Pull you through. No, one. Martinez, Bruno, all these experienced players.
Experience, allow it.
Bruno's a leader and he's experienced. Tottenham, their most experienced player you could argue is Romero, and he's a nut job. Like, he gets red cards, he wants to leave, he does statements against the board. Like, Tottenham don't have the players or the mentality to do what United did this season and flip up what happened last season. Like, it's just gonna go downhill. One of their best players is Archie Gray. He's 18, like.
Yeah, but that's because you're looking at the best performers. That's not their best players. Their best performers this season is only due to their injuries. Their injury list. No team in the Premier League would survive it. None of them. But I just don't think the players that they brought in to sort of aid that situation. I just don't think they need better guidance. I look at all of the managers and I think to myself, Ange, you saw how they performed under Ange, and then who's the next guy they brought in off the back of? Bro, like, what? These are not, to me, these are not individuals that can galvanize this group. You lot wouldn't. There's no. Michael Carrick arguably had a harder job than Amorim. He had a harder job than Amorim. Because the energy levels that them lot would have had off the strength of doing so poorly, their confidence must have been on the floor. So, how he's managed to get one loss since he's been around, I don't think this Tottenham team's bad. I think they've got poor guidance, poor managers, poor backroom staff.
I think it's realer than like managers and shit like that, man. Because Ange had like 10, 15 injuries as well. Like, is it maybe something at the training ground? I don't know,
every
man.
Every team has injuries, bro.
No, 10, 15 first team players.
Hey, Lippy, what did you say?
I said
they wouldn't get top
United
half.
United wouldn't get top half of the table. Which is mad, but which is even madder is that Scribbs and Dan said they'll be better off without Bruno.
We can't prove it.
They was victims of the media agenda.
It weren't even the media.
How can we prove it? Unfortunately, we've got no evidence to suggest otherwise. He's been there.
He's the best player in the worst segment 4 years in Man United's history ever in Premier League. He's their best player. That's nothing to shout about for me.
I agree.
I agree.
That's different to you saying we were better off without him. Clearly we weren't.
But no, you're saying clearly we weren't based upon the circumstances changing. This is what I'm trying to say. We're looking at this Tottenham side under this bad aura. And that Man United side, I'm sorry, Bruno was not that great in that Man United side. He wasn't.
Which side? Last season?
No, the side that Amorim had, when Bruno's playing centre midfield next to Casemiro, I'm sorry, it was terrible. I'm not saying he's terrible, but it was a horrible watch.
Yeah,
now
nice.
Bruno pushed further up the field under Carrick, we wouldn't say that. Hence the reasons why I say about other teams. There's loads of teams poorly prepared. I think Newcastle. Oh my God. Newcastle's another team. Poorly prepared for me. Like, you poorly, Chelsea, poorly prepared. Won some Egypt cup that spins around, sat down with Donald Trump and thought that they were the littest.
It was Trump that did this.
It was definitely.
Villa.
Yeah, Villa. We thought they finished sixth place. They are currently sat in fourth.
That's about right.
Not in the best of form at the moment, but.
They might even end up sixth.
Might end up sixth still.
They had their purple patch.
I don't even know if I want to see Chelsea get into those Champions League spots because I hate papering over cracks.
Dan, you don't want to see another conference.
That's what
league
I said
win,
last
man.
Season.
You don't
want to see United another this season.
Bro, I've watched my team blow 2 billion. And on the left side I've got Gittins and Garnacho.
Dark.
So Newcastle, we thought they were gonna finish fifth. And right now they're sat in 12th. They've got a good side. Again,
why did we think they were going to finish fifth?
Because they qualified to the Champions League.
Yeah, but what?
Because they qualified for the Champions League.
So we thought they'd finish fifth.
Again, so they'll qualify again for the Champions League.
Yeah, but my thing is they lost Isak.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really lose anyone else. But like, why would we... Like, I'm not saying that. I was probably... Alanga. That as well, but I'm asking, like, how could we think that? Oh, this was before Isak was sold. Okay.
But it was based
that
on
that makes a lot of sense. Sold. No, that makes a... Oh, but it was based on if he was sold. Now we went mad. We went mad. Because Walt Amada's good.
Centre midfielder.
But he's not that good. And back then, I don't think we knew they were going to get him then. That Walt Amada stuff kind of came
last
only
second.
After
they wanted Ekitike.
Yeah, they wanted Ekitike. So I don't know. I think we got a bit gas.
No, because we didn't look at Newcastle as a one-man band. We looked at their defence and said they got a good defence. They got Lewis Hall, Livermontano, Botman. They got Dan Byrne. They just brought in the other centre-back. So we knew defensively they were good. In midfield, Tonali, Bruno Gutierrez, Joe Linton, Anthony Gordon, Alanga. If they just lost Isak, I'm not going to go, you're going bottom half.
I think they've got a decent 11. That's the thing with Newcastle. I think their starting strongest lineup's good, but they haven't got any depth.
No, they got Barnes off the bench. They got
not great.
But nah, starting 11, man. Starting 13, Barnes 14 players got Arsenal second 3 seasons in a row. They got a stronger squad now, and they're gonna get the title. But that's the difference. You lot have always had a strong 12 or 11 or 12 players with one goal's out. You can maybe do a half good. Do you know what I mean? Replacement. Arsenal's always got that. But now, Arsenal's got a strong bench and the season's changed.
And although we love Isak,
why we looked at Newcastle.
Isak wasn't 30 goals a year, you know?
No, yeah, but it was.
You didn't lose 30 goals a year.
Yeah, but they lost 20-something, which was probably about a third of their goals.
And a lot of assists.
Exactly. And we didn't know where the rest of them were coming from. So I think we overgassed them a bit. Because they're good. But when you've got a guy that scores 20-something league goals, guaranteed, and then the next guy is probably a midfielder.
Crouch.
Yeah, it's going to be
a foreign Peter Crouch. Like, that's where it is. Like,
nah, but
it's the truth.
No, but this is before. This is
a foreign Peter Crouch.
No, but this is before Walt Amada. So what I think it is, I think we just assumed if they lost Isak, they'd get someone proper. But I'm just trying to think back of who that was going to be. Because I don't even think we thought Ekitike would go there and go.
No,
crazy.
We knew they were linked with him still.
Yeah, that
was serious.
If anyone, people thought he'd go Newcastle more than Liverpool.
It's been, to be honest, this season's been mad, bro.
It's a weird season.
From
man.
6th to 12th, whatever you want to call
what about,
it.
What about Dan's team?
Dan's Chelsea. Team, Chelsea. We said they would finish 4th.
They're 6th.
And they're 6th, 4th.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. But do you know what it is? It's the trajectory.
What did KG say?
KG said, and I can't get onto him too much because I agreed with half of this. KG said they're going to do better than Arsenal and wouldn't be surprised if they won the league.
Well, so what bit did you agree with?
Lippy had Chelsea ahead of Arsenal in the league.
What did we judge this off after their Club World
no,
Cup?
Mine has to be that.
That's reactionary.
Mine, it weren't even
football
that.
Football gods, do your thing.
I just thought.
He's ungrateful.
Nah, my whole thing. I can't even talk, bro. Nah, my whole thing was just I didn't think we prepared well for the season, innit? I thought we turned up. Like, even though.
What made you say that, though?
That's crazy.
Because I just thought. Because I don't know if we got Gyökeres by this point. I think we even did.
No, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but I just thought. Had we played a game even?
God, look how
I think
ungrateful
I just
they
I
are.
Think I just no, you're saying ungrateful, bro. When I remember, this is my whole thing. You thought you were gonna win the league, and my whole thing was
you thought we was gonna win the league.
So exactly, yeah, no one thought Arsenal were gonna win the league.
No one.
Cool, yeah. But anyway, my whole thing was I just thought even though we got Gyökeres, like I kind of foresaw this, innit? Like you know them ones, it not working for him, and I thought that would have a bigger effect on our season than it has now, innit? So
the reason why I didn't believe Chelsea would do well, to be honest with you, is because at the start of the season, we spoke about how strikers would have a massive impact on the progression of any one team. And I looked at Chelsea's team and I was like, Liam Delap, yeah, right.
My thing is it's our defence.
Garnacho. By the time you lot signed Garnacho, I just said,
real,
I'm out.
I thought Estevao was fake as well. That's what it was. I thought this you is
no, but he's good. But Lippi, imagine, again, I think the one thing about football today, which is weird to me, is back in the day, 18-year-old signs for a club and we all appreciate he needs time to settle. But now, because of the way people... I think that's the reasons why people look at Saka weird as well. It's the way people promote players. Because of their their trajectory in terms of off the field becomes bigger, some people ignorantly feel that that should impact on the field. No, he's just big off the field. That's got nothing to do with performances. So Estevao's name was so, so big, I think people without watching him thought, he's 18 years old.
Nah, he went mad. He's a baller.
Couple performances he had.
Yeah, but he's 18.
You lot are missing his point though. Before, an 18-year-old is given grace. Even a 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old, 23 even, is given grace. They're given a whole heap of grace, like, Gareth Bale. Look, Gareth Bale.
No one knows him.
No, I'm not saying onto him. I'm saying to you, you wouldn't look at Estevao as an 18-year-old and go, we're going to win the league.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
You bleed them in.
No, Dan did.
I didn't.
It weren't based off Estevao, though. It was based as well. We saw Chelsea as a whole. We watched them duppy PSG.
I thought Enzo would turn up really good
this
season.
Enzo's been good this season.
Nah, man, you lot are doing a lot. They've never had a defence.
We've never
spoke about their defence. And then talk about it. They never had a defence and they lost Levi Colwill at the start of the season. So we were looking at the potential of who... What, brother, I never thought Chelsea were going to do well. I looked at that team and said, what?
This guy, you said they lost Levi Colwill. He started doing that with his mouth. You know why? He hates that guy.
I don't hate him.
And now, look. Now he's one of their better defenders.
No, he is their best defender.
This is the thing is, he is. But since when is a kid going to be your best defender? Is what I'm thinking. But then I look at my whole team.
They're all kids.
We've got by far the youngest team in the league, and it shows. We've got a defence that is scatty. And then a keeper who's an absolute nutcase. And our backup keeper is an even bigger nutcase. We can't do anything other than our best thing that we have is a midfield.
That's Caicedo in the back line, bro.
May as well, isn't it?
He played right back this
Chelsea
season.
Have played well this season, though. Chelsea have done well.
I think Chelsea have done well for a young team.
Here's the other thing. We've got Maresco, who got himself sacked on purpose. Yeah. Just like that's been the theme this season, isn't it?
To go Man City.
And then we brought in a supply teacher who has absolutely no merit or reason to be. Yeah, he's doing barber promo. There's no reason for him to be at Chelsea other than the fact that he was brought in by the club's owners because he's already close to the club because they own the other club. That's the only reason he's there.
No, but he's doing well at Strasbourg. Don't ignore the fact.
That
he's doing well
matter.
At Strasbourg.
It doesn't matter.
Doing well, no,
it doesn't.
Doing well at
what,
Strasbourg?
What does that mean?
What is that?
No, but the team plays good football.
Yeah, but
so
what? Wait.
It's not the Premier.
Wait. He played good football and he's a yes man. That's why you lot got him in the build. No. That's not good, but it's good for a kind of a young team, innit? If the upstairs...
No, it's not.
No, it's worse.
No, wait. Let me land. You know why it's not worse?
It's going to go the long
route. These players, are not stuck in their ways. They're all young. They're all growing. So you can implement... This is what they see. I'm just talking about the hierarchy. Wait. They're seeing, give it to Liam. We tell him what to do, he tells these guys.
Bro, do you know who the hierarchy is? You see?
Have you seen?
What's my man saying?
No, Todd Bowley.
Do you know what he said? He said,
I know, we saw you buy a player, exactly. So we want to buy a player.
So you want a yes man to
that's
be
what
with
they
him?
Wanted, yes.
No, that's what they wanted.
If you don't
obviously.
Know what you're doing, it's like, say I take over a baseball team, because of all my money. I want the guy that I appoint to be a baseball master, not a yes man. I don't know what I'm doing. Why do I want him to say yes to me?
They done that. They done the master thing, kinda.
No,
with
they
the
didn't.
Pep rebore in Maresca. That's what they thought
then
they
go
were
again.
Getting.
Go again.
They thought they were getting. Yeah,
and they did.
That's
they
what they thought
it.
They were getting, the Pep rebore. So then now they're saying to take us through to the next season, we're getting a yes man. That's gonna play the guys that we need to play. That's good because you know how you lot move. It's a revolving door. Half these players are gonna be gone in the summer. The ones that haven't worked will be gone, and that's where it is.
And here's the problem. It would be that, and that's what it usually was. Chelsea was always good at, as if you weren't firing, you was out of it. But now everyone's on a 9-year contract, and their market price is high. You want these players, you got to pay a pretty price for it, more than what you can pay. But so I'm saying, you bring in Rossinho, who has done nothing. At nowhere, by the way. When was the last time you talked about Strasbourg? So I'm saying, he's done nothing. I don't care about him.
I know
even
that
a,
from
even
Soccer
as a
AM.
Player. Even as a player, he's at Haaland, these teams. Bro, this is meant to be Chelsea. If you're supposed to be, I don't care. If it's like, all right, we're just going to like look to compete and make some money and whatever, cool. But if you are trying to still pretend to cosplay as the real Chelsea that is a world force, like one of the best teams in Europe, then you got to behave like one.
We got to look at all the managers you lot have had and compare.
And the reason we've got Rossini is not just because because any proper manager said no. We're not working under these conditions. Even Maresca said enough. We're not working under
these. He's right.
You're right, bro.
But the club are doing the butterfly effect thing. They're just trying to mirror it. They're trying to do what happened when you had Roberto Di Matteo.
Bro, Chelsea, especially, you're saying it's good to bring in a yes man for these kids.
I didn't say it's
good. No, for the kids, because you said...
I said that's
their
plan.
They're all young. Bro, he is like in school when we used to have a supply teacher. You laugh and take the piss out of him.
Yeah.
Bro, Palmer looks like he don't want to be at Chelsea no more.
Manager, my agent man. Get out of here.
Did you hear what Enzo said?
Yeah. I'm a manager, I'm agent man.
Manage is like to age men, so.
Age men.
He's
I know what he means.
No, allow it, man. If Arteta said that, I'm a manage. I got a man age now.
Bro, he made them. He said he told everyone to go and respect the ball. You see that? Man, when men are doing the huddling
my
around the
players
ball,
feel like they need to respect the ball.
In
there's
the middle
nothing
of
you
didn't tell them to do nil, that. Bro. I'm done with these philosophers.
I looked at footballers back in the day, had the senior team had the responsibility. Not even back in the day, maybe 10 years ago. I looked at that Real Madrid side that won back-to-back titles. They had Sergio Ramos, they had Casemiro, they had an old Cristiano. Pepe. They had senior players. I looked at Arsenal today, to me, are doing well because we have people 25 and above. Yeah. All the teams across Europe all of a sudden have focused on business and how to make money. They just want to have young sides, whether it be Barcelona, whether it be a Real Madrid now, whether it be Chelsea, even Man City, just want to get young players. But the one thing that affects is your performance on the field. You need adults. You need adults.
But to add to that, so we're talking about Arsenal now, who we thought would come third.
Yeah.
Obviously top of the league. To add to that, the adults we have become adults with Arsenal, bro. We got Saliba, who was a youth. We got Saka, who was a youth. Gabriel might not have been a youth, but he was a young, experienced player. Odegaard
was a youth.
But beyond that, our fringe players?
Yeah.
Marino, he's 28. Yeah. You know, like Eze, he's 28. Yeah, you know, like our fringe players are adults, bro. Whereas his fringe player, Estevao, 18. Like, what are we doing?
And we're not even saying fringe. Like, let's have it right here. To win this league, being a second choice right now, you're almost not a second choice.
Yeah.
Get 20 starts.
The rotation's
like,
crazy.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And it's not just the age, it's the fact. Is there any Chelsea player that's a guaranteed starter for their country?
Most of them are, bro. But it's like, that's not enough. What's being a starter for your country? Like, obviously it's a thing. But it's not enough.
I'm talking about the Chelsea team. We had 11 international captains.
And what were they? Adults.
Exactly. The Chelsea
that's
side,
my
I
point.
Remember.
They're
Drogba.
Even if they've
been Carvalho. Yeah, like.
I think Tony Adams did say, though, what you said. They said we needed an adult to be in there to just guide them better because we didn't win nothing for the past four seasons because we didn't have those players that grew up and are able to take the team to where they
I totally agree.
To.
You can have all the ability in the world. If you've never been through something, now we're just relying on your sense of mind to be able to take you through. Whereas if you've been through a situation and you have the ability, you have something to compare it to. Last time I done this, let me try this sometime. That's why I'm confident Arsenal can win the league because these young guys have gone through the situation of not winning the league so much. I think they know what to do possibly now to win the league. Whereas a lot of clubs across Europe, like it's no coincidence that Real Madrid get their ass kicked by Arsenal last season. It's not because like, they're probably better than us, but they've got an immature young team that when they get into certain situations, they haven't got enough football experience to figure out how to get out of it. I think that thing, same thing about Man City, loads of sides. So start signing some adults, man.
Paul, you're talking that talk, but only Greg and Lumos said we'd win the league.
Yeah, but they probably say that every year.
Yeah, they say.
Greg Defoe says it every year.
Lumos, he's been saying it for years.
Yeah, they say it every year. But look, it's their time now, isn't it? Like I'm saying, I've watched Arsenal when they're 12th, 13th, 14th player, innit? Which means the first, second, third players have come. It's been Emile Smith Rowe, Eddie Nketiah. These players have now evolved into sometimes it's Gyökeres, Gabriel Jesus, Kai Havertz, Marine. The person they're going to the bench to win the game can actually
go and
win the game now.
Yeah,
innit?
Facts.
Where
and
before
be a star.
It was we're listening to AFTV tell us this guy is good, or Arsenal fans tell us this guy is good. Credit De Bruyne. How the hell do I know this guy was called the Credit De Bruyne? He's nowhere near Kevin. You get what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, we got player. A squad now, innit? We got a squad.
But also with the Arsenal side as well, like one thing they don't do is some of the younger players like that, they do get rid of them because they're investments. But I'm happy that we kept a Gabriel Jesus.
Of course.
Keeper Jesus. I'm glad we kept a Marino.
Because you don't have to win. Next season, but this season, Lippi, see?
Nah.
Like, even if the little...
What's he done this season?
I swear he scored an important goal.
Yes, he scored. Scored a winner.
So you think the next man wouldn't have done that?
No. Bro, that's how football works, bro.
I let Lippi land. Let Lippi land.
I'm seeing my man burnt out by like January. He's cooked.
He is.
So that's why he shouldn't be here. No.
Coming on 75 minutes and you need a goal, he's not bad instead of Eddie Nketiah, bro.
I agree.
You can dress it up how you want.
Nketiah was good,
you can dress it up how you want.
Brother,
I want Jesus on.
What are we doing? We do this thing where it's like the only players that exist are ex-Arsenal players or current ones. There's the whole world.
But I'm saying your squad.
Yeah, no, but again, because we've gone and got my man, put him on 200 and something bags off the rip, where... Don't get it twisted. It's good. We're in a good situation.
That's what I'm saying.
But if that's not because of Gabriel Jesus, bro.
No, you're missing the point, Lippi. I'm saying beforehand, when you needed a point, so when it was 0-0, 1-1 against Villa, yeah? And you're bringing Eddie Nketiah, it probably ends 0-0, 1-1. Yeah? Facts. Respectfully. Yeah? Gabriel Jesus is that little notch a bit better. Kai Havertz is that notch bit better.
We're not winning. We've sat here all season talking about we score from corners, rare to...
That's this season.
Yeah, exactly. This season. We're not winning games because of no striker off the bench.
But he done a winner this season.
His point is, it could have been neither Nketiah or Jesus. It could have been someone they bought that was better.
That's my thing. Saying.
I just think it couldn't have been purely
because
of the way the team's set up and the circumstances, there needs to be a synergy amongst these guys. I know it may sound really corny, but there needs to be an energy where they all know each other. So even the fact that Gabriel Jesus scores that goal against Aston Villa, takes off the top the whole Jesus thing, like that means bare to the players. They've seen him injured. They've seen what he's gone through. All of those things add to the whole vibe of Arsenal. Yes, I agree with Lippi. Next season, my man can't be there. No disrespect. He has to go. But in terms of what we needed this season for us to get over the line, we needed Jesus, bro. We need something like Jesus. And next year, we won't.
What did you say if Arteta don't bring that in, though?
I said if Arteta doesn't have us challenging by Christmas, that he should go.
Okay, cool.
And by the grace of the Most High, we was challenging around Christmas. And we still are.
Speculation though, Arsenal board are considering Luis Enrique if Arteta don't deliver anything.
Huh? Deliver anything? Really? League's won. The league is won.
Listen, City. Yeah,
I think the league's won, man.
We said City would come second, which is spot on so far. Only Steve-O and Menace said they'd win the league. Yeah? Steve-O said Reinders would get 10 goals in the league. He's currently on 7 in all comps. Because again, Steve-O
says...
He's got
5 in the league.
Yeah, 5 in the league, 7 in all comps. You know what it is? Steve-O says strong things. Like,
I rate that though.
In a, like, yeah.
But that's not wrong though, because...
It's not right.
But you see what? If City were to go and put on a mad title... charge from now, these last 6-7 games, he's got 5 goals. I think he'll probably end up on 10 if they did overturn Arsenal, because he would need to chip in. But everyone would need to chip in.
Nah, I'm glad you're sticking up for your old friend, but what I'm saying to you is...
he's your age.
Not, you know. I heard you was born in... You saw De Stefano and Beckenbauer.
He's your age.
He's not my age.
He's your age.
Kevin Stevens is old. I just think what he said about Reinders was completely incorrect. Because because you're looking at the stats.
He described
his game, and I have not seen that game.
That's a goal scoring midfielder.
Wrong. He said that though. I said even if he gets the 10, that doesn't make him a goal scoring midfielder. It's good for a midfielder, but fair enough, he was doing 10, 10, 10, 10, 12, 13.
A goal scorer. That is not a goal scorer. Enzo's a goal scoring midfielder.
Shut up, man.
Who is?
Shut up, man.
That's exactly Enzo's stuff, man. Enzo is a goal scoring midfielder.
No, he ain't, bro.
Bruno is a goal scoring midfielder.
Bruno's a goal scoring midfielder.
Bruno, yeah. Not Enzo.
Enzo's 10.
Enzo's been crashing it.
Szoboszlai is a goal scoring midfielder.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He just snaps free kicks.
And Liverpool. Wait. I'm glad you said Szoboszlai.
Yeah,
I can't believe, man, them, all of us, we watched that Isak signing. We saw what he said on Twitter, right? Then I thought, man, I'm so scared. He was like, he was just talking like he's ready.
But I swear down, it's because their gaffer's dead that this is happening.
Their gaffer's
dead.
But Liverpool, we said Liverpool would finish first. They're currently fifth. 21 points off the
21
top of the table.
21 points.
Yeah. Steve-O said Salah should
seven
have...
Seven wins. Win every game. They lose every game. We win the title. Shut up. Focus.
You don't even win the title.
Oh, yeah. Below. Joint points.
Steve-O said Salah should have left on a high. Loon said he'd score 23
league all comps.
23 all comps. Currently has 5. Chunks didn't think Salah would have a good season either. But to be fair, for his reasons were, can't say they're wrong because Isak didn't play, but he said he didn't think he'd score much because Isak would be getting all the goals and how's it going to work and yeah, you get me.
So he was wrong, but he was right.
Yeah, he was wrong, but he was right.
His reasoning,
but his
explanation Isak
was Ekitike.
Ah, fair enough. I just think Liverpool, again, it's bad preparation, but it's got nothing to do with them. It was an unfortunate circumstance that I don't know if the team actually got past. And I don't think the team had an adequate amount of time to get past it. I don't know. I just say if Jota is alive today, different Liverpool.
I've said that, man.
Different Liverpool. This is just, it's too much of a traumatic situation. And again, when that situation happens and then you sign 5 or 6 new guys that don't know nothing about my man and they just come into the side and they're probably thinking, why is my man so upset and rare and this, that, and the third?
There's probably, so for me, what I've gathered from this, 4 people said Liverpool wouldn't win the league. That's Greg and Lumos, they said Arsenal would, and Menace and Steve-O said City would. Every single other person had Liverpool as winning the league, yeah? So you can't then turn around and say, I knew they wouldn't do well because Jota passed away.
No one said that.
You just said that.
I said that for one.
Bro, when he was saying, you were saying, that's what I said. That's what I said.
He said Jota had an effect.
Cool, man.
That Jota's the reason Liverpool never won the league because we knew that before we voted.
He literally just said that.
He didn't say Jota is the reason Liverpool didn't win the league.
He didn't say the exact words, but he said
anyway. More or less, yeah.
Anyway. Loons, you said you were going to explain yourself. Because you said, hold on.
Yes.
You said you thought Liverpool would become the new MSN with 20 plus goals
each
across the front three.
Yes.
Why did you think that?
Isak's been
Can we get a my bad?
No, bro. We didn't buy play. Look.
Never wrong, boys. Never, ever
can
wrong.
Can I explain or not?
Let me explain. Let's hear his explanation.
We didn't buy no one for one season. And if they do that next season, then what? Do you see what I'm saying to you? So, at the end of the day, I was hoping.
Bro, don't stop me.
Don't stop me, bro. I don't stop when you're speaking. Yeah? No,
but
cool. Then you tap me. So then let's focus. I need you to tap him to stop him, yeah? But if it happens, like I said, if it happens next season, then I'm not wrong. If one of them leaves, then I'll my bad it. You understand?
Anyway, Steve-O didn't agree. He said the Isak signing
was an unfair one.
Steve-O didn't agree with it being an unfair signing. He didn't see him as a Galactico-style signing. But Isak got injured, so we will never know. Menace said United would finish in the top 4 and no one else agreed.
Marks did.
It's a bit of a shot in the dark, though. Chunk said Gyökeres would struggle with the physicality of the Prem. He definitely struggles with the Prem. But it's not the physicality, though, man.
The only time I've ever seen him barge someone off and score a goal convincingly was Archie Gray against Tottenham.
You know what you just said there? You proved where we are in football today.
God.
The physicality only matters if you score. Forget about everything else.
Like
you just said the only time I saw him be strong.
This
and
is the
score.
Worst thing I've heard in my life. This
but
is
it's
terrible.
The truth, though. You just said
I said to you, the only. No, I gave you an example of the only time I've seen it. That means I've not seen it outside of that. I've not seen him hold up the ball, bring someone in like Giroud used to do.
That's
another example of physicality. I've never seen him barge someone out the way and win a header. I ain't seen none of that.
Just say
every single time he should display physicality. He should be able to even block someone to let someone else come through. He doesn't do anything.
He's weak, bro.
He is 7 days, bro.
Lippy, just say my bad, bro.
In Champions League, you might see something.
I'm wrong, bro.
But next game, do you know what, Lippy? Me and you, next game, I want us to watch Arsenal and just show me an example of Gokker is showing you physicality. He can't even hold the ball up.
I think he just has to stand there to be physical. The guy's
he's a beast. No problem.
It's me.
I've seen Drogba. Drogba's a beast. But I've seen Haaland. Man, grabbing his top, he's a beast.
Haaland are like two of the strongest men.
So then what are we talking about? Gokker is, where's his example of physicality? I have not seen it.
Off the ball. I just think.
Off the ball?
When it's off the ball.
I just think
he gets loose change.
You've said it on the show, and I'm sure you've even agreed with me. But I just think maybe it's because the other guy's Jesus. I'll give it that. But I think when he comes off, we're different, innit?
You said you concede, yeah.
Yeah, I just think we're very different. He provides. We're first, bro. Yeah. We are first with a couple games to go. He's played most of the games. If he's bad at football and weak and red, what does he do then? So my whole thing is he's just a big presence. I agree.
Arteta loves him.
You know what? You're right. My Vets team talk about me like that. Like when I come off.
You know when we're defending corners? Gyökeres is one of the first to get to that ball and head it out.
All right, let's wrap it, man. We don't care about
Gyökeres. Gyökeres is like loons. You might be right. We might be cooked.
This episode is sponsored by Nick Pouches. That's NICPouches.com.
As you can see, my boy Poet is always wearing some fly, vibrant stuff. But today he's got on the Jimmy Agre Foundation's Kente print tee. Yeah. For those who don't know, Kente cloth is my country, Ghana's classic, distinctive embroidery. It's beautiful. It's raising funds for kids in Cape Town. That's why you can see the South Africa flag on there as well. Ghana and other sub-Saharan African countries. It's also in partnership with Pro Direct and the Chelsea FC Foundation. So that's big stuff. Big up Jimmy every time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, I got my shirt.
The five
that better
F's.
Not be my right, team.
The five F's of the foundation.
Family, food, friends, football, future.
Let them know. Big up the food. Coming hungry.
Comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. We'll see you next week.
Bow.